Give Me More Love by Sheila Cobb at havinggod.com. The only way to stay motivated, loving God, is to ask for more love. The Bible tells us that if we want something, we should ask. The only way to have supernatural things to happen in our lives is to ask God for them. Supernatural things happen through God. We have no power without Him. Through Christ, we can do all things. We want to love God, and we want to do what He desires for us to do. We want to follow Him, but so many times our desires and our wants don't manifest in our lives that easily. We have to fight for them if we want them. We fight in the natural and we fight in the spiritual. But I've found that because Jesus Christ loves us so much, that by simply asking Him for things I desire, they come to pass in my life. When we come to Him again and again with a desire that is really deep and strong in our hearts, but we have no power to execute them in our lives, He will take care of the supernatural to bring it about naturally in our world. He will bring about the things we desire in this life that only He can bring. Don't worry about how it's going to come about. Just tell Him what it is you desire in your heart. Remind Him again and again by telling Him and thanking Him for your request. One of the greatest motivators in life is love. Love will do anything. Love conquers all. The Bible tells us, many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contempt. Song of Solomon 8, verse 7. In other words, love is so powerful that floods or rivers cannot drown it or sweep it away. It's so incomparable to anything in this life that if a rich man were to give all his wealth for love, his money will be utterly despised. His act would be utterly despised. No one can truly buy love. Apostle Paul penned it this way, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity, or love, these three. But the greatest of these is charity, love." 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. God loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Love was His motivating factor that brought Him to die at the cross for our sins. Without the powerful thing called love, He wouldn't have given His life for us. It is what saves us today. It is what gives us life today, God's love. It is the same thing with us. Unless we love something, we will soon lose our desire for it, and we will eventually stop doing it or giving our time for it. But if we love something enough, we will push ourselves and make ourselves have it and attain it. Have you ever fallen in love? Have you ever heard of people falling in love? When people fall in love, all barriers go down. It doesn't matter what color or what language or what nationality or even what status of life they're from, they will find a way to be together. That's the reason why many get married and end up living together, leaving their mothers and fathers and families behind. Love did it, made them leave everything they knew behind. Mothers, fathers, they will do anything for their children because of love. They will work and lose sleep, and some even go to faraway country to work so they can provide for their family a better lifestyle than they had growing up. Love will do anything. The Bible tells us that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and finally endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. We cannot love God on our own, however. Our nature doesn't call for it. God is a great holy God, so far away from our carnal way of thinking. The Bible tells us that His thoughts and His ways are so far above our thoughts and our ways. As high as the heaven is above the earth, so are His ways so far above ours. Isaiah 55, verse 8, 9. We may have a desire to love God, an inclination to love God, but our carnal heart will always find a way to turn away from God. In order for us to love God, to truly love Him, He will have to reveal Himself to us, to show Himself to us. We just don't have what it takes to love Him right. The Bible says it this way, "There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Romans 3, verses 11 through 12. Apostle Paul said it this way, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." Romans 7, verses 18 through 20. It's not in us to love God and please God and do what is good. Something in us is always fighting for the desire of the flesh to win, not what God wants to win. So how in the world are we ever going to be saved then? How in the world are we ever going to please God? It's really simple. You have to ask Him. You have to ask Him to help you love Him. And when you think you love Him, ask some more, for more love for Him. It is the only way to attain the kind of righteousness that is pleasing to the Lord, by asking Him. We cannot love Him the way we think we should. It has to be His way of loving Him. Not our definition of loving Him, but His definition of loving Him. Always, constantly, abiding, depending, looking to Him for everything. That's loving God. Every day, we have to ask Him to give us more love for Him, more love to serve Him, more love to talk to Him and praise Him, and more love for everything He desires for us to do. He has to show us how to love Him. He has to reveal Himself to us, to show Himself to us, so that we may come to know who He is. We must come to see who He is and then come to understand how to love Him. Love is the motivating factor for everything we will need to overcome in this life. Without God's love, we are nothing. Love is what we need to have more of God. The love that comes from Him. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4, verse 13. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Psalm 143, verse 10. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Luke 11, verse 9. Prayer. Lord Jesus, you are my God. You are my life. You are everything to me. I thank you with all of my heart for your great love for me. I thank you with all of my heart for your great sacrifice at the cross at Calvary to shed your precious blood for the remission and forgiveness of my sins. Without you, Father, I am lost. Without you, Savior, I am nothing. I thank you for your great mercy and compassion upon my soul today. Father, I pray for more love for you. Please, Savior, give me more love for you, more love to pray, more love to seek your face, more love to do the things you desire for me to do. On my own, Jesus, I am nothing. I can do nothing on my own. Please, Lord, help me and bless me with more love and faith in my heart for you. I pray this, Father, in your most wonderful and precious name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.